The Holy Spirit, in everyday language, is often understood as an essential aspect of the Christian faith, representing the presence and activity of God in the world. While the concept can seem abstract, it's frequently described in relatable terms to help people grasp its significance. Today, we look at the seven powerful ways of becoming a very good to the Holy Spirit, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Imagine the Holy Spirit as a guiding force, like an inner voice or intuition, leading believers towards truth, goodness, and understanding. It's often compared to a comforting presence, offering solace in times of trouble and strength in moments of weakness. In practical terms, the Holy Spirit is believed to inspire and empower individuals to live according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. It's like having a supportive companion on life's journey, helping navigate challenges and make moral decisions. For Christians, the Holy Spirit is also seen as the source of spiritual gifts and fruits, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities are considered evidence of the Spirit's presence and influence in a person's life. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit plays a role in the community of believers, uniting them in faith and guiding them towards mutual love and service. It fosters a sense of belonging and fellowship among Christians, encouraging them to support and encourage one another. Overall, the Holy Spirit is viewed as an integral part of the Christian experience, actively working in the lives of believers to deepen their relationship with God and live out their faith in tangible ways. It's a concept that speaks to the ongoing presence of divine love and guidance in the midst of everyday life. Becoming a friend of the Holy Spirit involves developing a personal relationship with the divine presence, acknowledging its role in one's life, and actively seeking to cultivate that connection. Here are some steps one might take. 1. Belief and faith. Believing in and relying on the Holy Spirit means recognizing its existence and understanding its significance in your everyday life. It's about having faith in the fact that the Spirit is with you and is guiding you, even if you can't see or feel it in a tangible way. It's like trusting that there's air around you even though you can't see it. You believe it's there because you can breathe and feel its effects. Having faith in the Holy Spirit means trusting that it's working behind the scenes, influencing your thoughts, decisions, and actions for the better. It's like having a wise advisor who you can't always see, but you know is there, nudging you in the right direction. Even when things seem tough or confusing, having faith in the Holy Spirit means trusting that it's there to help you navigate through challenges and make the right choices. It's like having a compass in the wilderness. You might not always know exactly where you're going, but you trust that the compass will lead you in the right direction. Belief in the Holy Spirit also involves being open to its presence and guidance in your life. It's like tuning into a radio station. You have to adjust your frequency to hear the signal clearly. Being open means being receptive to the subtle nudges, insights, and inspirations that the Spirit provides. So, acknowledging the importance of the Holy Spirit in your life is about having faith in its existence and trusting its guidance, even when you can't see or feel it directly. It's like having a constant companion and source of wisdom, guiding you through life's journey. 2. Prayer and meditation. Regular prayer and meditation are like having a heart-to-heart conversation with the Holy Spirit. It's about carving out time in your day to quiet your mind and listen for that still, small voice within you. Just like you'd make time for a chat with a close friend, setting aside time for prayer and meditation allows you to connect with the Spirit and deepen your relationship with it. During prayer, you can speak openly and honestly to the Spirit, sharing your thoughts, feelings, and concerns. It's a time to pour out your heart and express gratitude, ask for guidance, or seek comfort in times of need. It's like having a direct line to the divine, where you can speak your truth without fear of judgment. Meditation, on the other hand, is about creating space for silence and stillness, allowing the Spirit's voice to be heard amidst the noise of daily life. It's like clearing away the clutter in your mind so that you can tune in to the whispers of wisdom and guidance that the Spirit provides. During meditation, you can focus on your breath, repeat a mantra, or simply observe your thoughts as they come and go, creating a sense of peace and presence. By engaging in regular prayer and meditation, you cultivate a deeper connection with the Holy Spirit and become more attuned to its presence and guidance in your life. It's like strengthening a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your connection becomes. And as you open yourself up to receiving insights and inspiration, you'll find that the Spirit's guidance becomes a guiding light on your spiritual journey. 3. Study and reflection. Studying and reflecting on spiritual teachings, like the Bible or other sacred texts, is like diving into a treasure trove of wisdom and insight. It's about immersing yourself in the stories, teachings, and principles that have guided generations of believers. When you study these texts, you're not just reading words on a page. You're exploring the deep truths and timeless wisdom contained within them. It's like unraveling a beautiful tapestry, each thread revealing a deeper layer of meaning and understanding. As you delve into the scriptures, pay attention to the role of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. Notice how it has been described as a guiding force, a source of wisdom, and a source of comfort and strength. Reflect on how these teachings can impact your own journey and how you can cultivate a deeper connection with the Spirit in your life. Through study and reflection, you gain insight into the nature of the Holy Spirit and its significance in your spiritual journey. It's like shining a light into the darkness, illuminating the path ahead and helping you navigate life's twists and turns with clarity and purpose. So, take the time to study and reflect on spiritual teachings. Allow yourself to be inspired and challenged by the wisdom they contain. And as you deepen your understanding of the Holy Spirit, you'll find yourself growing closer to the divine and experiencing its transformative power in your life. 4. Surrender and openness. Surrendering to the guidance of the Holy Spirit is like letting go of the steering wheel and allowing a trusted navigator to take the lead. It's about releasing your grip on your own will and desires and opening yourself up to the possibility of something greater guiding your path. When you surrender, you're acknowledging that there may be a higher wisdom at play, one that sees the bigger picture and knows what's best for you in the long run. It's like trusting a seasoned guide on a treacherous mountain trail. Even if their route seems unconventional or difficult, you trust that they have your best interests at heart. Being open to the Spirit's leading means being willing to let go of your own plans and expectations. It's like being willing to reroute your journey based on new information or insights that come your way. Even if it means stepping out of your comfort zone or facing uncertainty, you trust that the Spirit's guidance will ultimately lead you to where you need to be. So, surrendering and being open to the Holy Spirit's leading is a profound act of trust and faith. It's about relinquishing control and allowing yourself to be guided by a force greater than yourself. And as you embrace this surrender and openness, you'll find yourself being led down paths you never imagined, towards greater growth, fulfillment, and alignment with your true purpose. 5. Practice discernment. Practicing discernment is like sharpening a tool to help you distinguish between the whispers of the Holy Spirit and the noise of other influences in your life. It's about developing a keen awareness that allows you to recognize the Spirit's guidance amidst the chaos of everyday life. One way to cultivate discernment is by paying attention to the fruits of the Spirit, qualities like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When you feel these qualities welling up within you, it's like a confirmation that you're in tune with the Spirit's guidance. It's like feeling the warmth of the sun on your face. You know it's there because you can feel its effects. As you navigate through life, let these fruits guide your actions and decisions. If something aligns with these qualities, it's likely in line with the Spirit's prompting. If it doesn't, it may be wise to pause and reconsider. It's like using a compass to stay on course. When you veer off track, the needle points you back in the right direction. Discernment also involves being mindful of your own thoughts, feelings, and intentions. It's like being a detective, carefully examining each clue to determine its true origin. By cultivating self-awareness and inner clarity, you become better equipped to recognize when the spirit is speaking to you and when it's just your own desires or fears at play. So, practice discernment by paying attention to the fruits of the spirit and letting them be your guide. Trust your inner wisdom and intuition, and be open to the subtle nudges and insights that the spirit provides. As you do, you'll find yourself walking more confidently along the path of truth, love, and divine purpose. 6. Community and fellowship. Surrounding yourself with a supportive community of believers is like planting yourself in fertile soil where you can grow, flourish, and bear fruit. It's about being part of a network of individuals who share your desire to deepen their connection with the Holy Spirit and who can encourage, challenge, and uplift you along the way. Think of it as walking together on a journey where each person brings their own light. When the path gets dark, you can rely on each other's light to see the way forward. This fellowship becomes a source of strength and encouragement, especially during times when your own faith might waver or when you encounter obstacles. Sharing experiences and insights with others who are also seeking to be friends of the Holy Spirit is like exchanging gifts. Each person's journey is unique, and by sharing your stories, you enrich each other's understanding and experience of the divine. It's through these exchanges that you can learn from each other's victories and challenges, drawing lessons and inspiration for your own journey. Moreover, being in a community allows for moments of collective prayer and meditation, where the group's united intention and energy can create a powerful spiritual experience. It's like singing in a choir, where each individual voice contributes to a harmony that is far richer and more profound than any single voice could achieve alone. So, seek out and nurture relationships with fellow believers. Attend group gatherings, participate in community service, or join study groups. Remember, the journey with the Holy Spirit is not meant to be walked alone. By surrounding yourself with a community of supportive and like-minded individuals, you create an environment where spiritual growth, learning, and transformation can thrive. 7. Lifestyle alignment. Aligning your lifestyle with the teachings of the Holy Spirit is like setting your compass to true north, ensuring that every step you take moves you in the right direction. It's about making a conscious effort to ensure your thoughts, words, and actions resonate with the values of love, compassion, and integrity that the Spirit embodies. Living a life aligned with the Spirit means that your daily actions reflect the fruits of the Spirit. It's like wearing a badge of honor that shows your commitment to living a life of purpose and meaning. When love guides your actions, when compassion dictates how you interact with others, and when integrity forms the backbone of your decisions, you become a living testament to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. This alignment requires mindfulness and intentionality. It's like being an artist carefully choosing colors to create a beautiful painting. Every thought you entertain, every word you speak, and every action you take are brushstrokes contributing to the masterpiece of your life. By choosing those that are in harmony with the Spirit's teachings, you create a life that is vibrant and full of light. Moreover, striving for lifestyle alignment often means making tough choices. It involves saying no to things that don't align with your spiritual values, even if they're popular or socially accepted. It's like walking against the current. It requires strength and determination, but it also leads to a place of greater peace and fulfillment. Remember, aligning your lifestyle with the teachings of the Holy Spirit is a journey, not a destination. It involves continuous growth, learning, and sometimes stumbling. But with each step taken in alignment, you draw closer to living a life that is rich in love, overflowing with compassion, and steadfast in integrity. By following these steps and remaining open to the presence and guidance of the Holy Spirit, one can deepen their friendship with this divine presence and experience its transformative power in their life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, Help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.